Okey-dokey, artichoke, here we go. It's 8:16. Brock Hunter, what's up? Happy Friday, feeling good. We got to keep
moving. I can't believe it's Friday, man.
Well, what? It is, man. That's how days work. It goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Guess what tomorrow is? Saturday. Anyway, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Hunter, have you ever done the walk of shame?
Yeah, probably.
I know better than that.
There's probably been a lot of walk of shames in my life, and just not involving sex.
Just in general. Just you being an idiot. That's
just
what it is.
Walking.
So this is definitely one of those walk of shames. Around 1:10 a.m. yesterday morning, cops in Spartanburg, South Carolina, spotted a 41-year-old guy named Michael Boatman walking down the street.
Michael Bolton?
No, Boatman. So not the same guy. Not actor / musician Michael Bolton. Michael Boatman. He was completely naked walking down the street. The police report said he had, quote, just a clear bag over his genitals and a blunt in his hand.
Clear bag. He probably got the blunt from the bag, too. Yeah.
It's dual purpose. It's a dual purpose bag. So now when they stopped to ask him, hey, what are you doing, guy? He told them he was doing, quote, the walk of shame. Why? Because he had cheated on his wife, and this was his way of trying to make things right.
Oh, no.
Now, wait.
Oh, so he volunteered, and she didn't make him do it, huh?
Wait a minute. It gets better. He also admitted he had done a little bit of meth beforehand.
Come on.
Just a little. Just a little meth. Just a little. So, as cops are trying.
When you're a cop, you get your video camera. You're like, can you say that again, man?
It just, we need to get this all recorded. This is going to be great at the Christmas party.
This is hilarious.
As cops were talking to him, he tried to run away. They caught him, tackled him, which, again, cops got it tough, man. Can you imagine having to tackle a naked guy on meth who's just got a plastic bag over his genitals? Come on.
You got to get him around the waist. His coach is sitting there.
You
got to
hit him low. No. You got to hit him low. Oh, right by his ass. This is terrible, man.
You hit him low. I'm just going to trip him.
So anyway, he was arrested for indecent
exposure. That's not a leg.
It's not a leg. Oh, God. He was arrested for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, marijuana possession, and resisting police. Busy day for this guy. Yeah. Busy day.
Yeah, just walking down the street naked, flopping around, getting tackled by cops. It's tough.
I just love that he put the clear bag over his genitals. Like, all right, that'll help. That'll help in the whole situation. But, all right.
When you see naked people walking down the street, you almost got to think, though, maybe they're in a predicament, you know? Well, you should stop and show concern.
It could be one of two things. It could be something terrible has happened, and for some reason this person is naked, I got to help. Or it's just like this, and they're high on just a little bit of meth. Walking around with the blunt in their hand. It's one or two ways. There's no middle ground for that. None.
Walk of shame.
All right. Well, there you go. That is your WTF of the day. We'll be back.